Good morning, podcast. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. And today, we're talking about everything I know about Chinese food, part 2. If you haven't listened to part 1, go back and listen to that. It was on last Friday, because there's a lot of information that will lead into this. Okay, let's get into it. Now, last Friday, in part 1 of this post, I talked about cooking with a wok, fried rice, basic Chinese food sauces, and a bunch more. Again, if you haven't listened to that, go back and check it out before listening to this. Today, we're going to talk about egg rolls and noodles. So let's get into it. Noodles. There are a lot of varieties of noodles in China. Like a lot. They come in different shapes and sizes made with different ingredients. Wheat noodles are known as mein, as in lo mein. While fun noodles, spelled F-E-N with an accent over the E, refers to noodles made of rice flour, or pretty much anything else. As the main focus of this post is North American Chinese food, we are going to talk about wheat noodles rather than rice noodles. Now, there are way more Chinese noodle dishes than I could possibly talk about in this podcast. What I'm going to do instead is talk about one of the classic Chinese restaurant noodle dishes, lo mein. It's also one of my favorites. Now, lo mein is really simply soft wheat noodles stir-fried with vegetables and a light sauce. Within those parameters, there are a lot of possibilities, so let's break it down. The noodles. The most important part of a noodle dish is obviously the noodles, but it can be daunting when trying to find the right noodles for the job. There are so many choices. Now, I prefer Red Rooster brand noodles, which are an quote-unquote instant noodle. You can get a pack for under $2, and they'll feed 6 to 8 people easily. When looking for a noodle, you want something with a nice chew that isn't going to fall apart when boiled and stir-fried. That's really the most important part. The vegetables. The vegetables in lo mein can vary. However, there are some staples. Onions and some kind of cabbage or bok choy, bean sprouts, carrots, and often bell peppers. Other vegetables like mushrooms, broccoli, snow peas, green onions, and celery can be added as well. Of course, you can add whatever you want. The secret here is that you want all of the vegetables sliced very thinly. Excuse me. You want everything to cook as quickly as possible, so that means small pieces. Sauce. The sauce for lo mein is generally pretty simple. Often it is just a bit of soy sauce. Sometimes it contains Chinese five spice, which if you go back and listen to Five Essential Spice Blends, which was a long time ago, there's a recipe there for five spice. Or if you go to the website HowToNotBurnShit.com and read this post, you'll find a link that'll take you to that, and you can read the recipe for five spice there. Anyway, let's get back to it. Hoisin sauce or even oyster sauce may also be used to flavor lo mein. May also contain small amounts of chicken, beef, or mushroom stock. Now, often sesame oil is used in the cooking process, which also adds to the flavor of the dish. More flavorful lo mein dishes start with a base of ginger and garlic, possibly even some fresh chili, which is stir-fried with the onion before the other ingredients are added. This, along with the ingredients I just mentioned, would help to build the flavor of the sauce. Now, most lo mein dishes don't really have a sauce. They're mostly dry, which I actually prefer, just because that's what I grew up eating. However, saucy noodles can be really good as long as the sauce is good. And I want to say I love saucy noodles. But for lo mein specifically, I prefer more of a dry style. Now, generally when I'm making saucy noodles, I put all the sauce ingredients together separately to make sure it all tastes good before I add it to the noodles. This prevents you having to add more and more of each ingredient into the stir fry while trying to get the sauce right and overcooking your noodles and vegetables. Putting it together. The first step is to have all of your ingredients ready to go. Have your noodles cooked and rinsed under cold water. Get all your vegetables sliced and ready to go. Have your sauce made and set aside. Now heat the wok. Get it really, really hot. Add your onion, ginger, and garlic if you're using it. Stir it and cook only until the onions starts to soften. If your wok is as hot as it should be, this will only take a minute or two. Now add carrot, peppers, and any other firm vegetables. Cook for a few minutes, making sure the wok gains its heat back before adding the cabbage or bean sprouts. Stir fry until they start to soften, and now add the cooked noodles. Stir fry the noodles until they're hot, and combine with other ingredients. Add the sauce, stir fry. I put the emphasis in that sentence in the wrong place. I'm going to go back. Stir fry the noodles until they're hot and combined with the other ingredients. So make sure everything's fully mixed. And then add the sauce, stir fry for another minute or two, and serve. Pretty simple and really delicious. Now let's talk about egg rolls. Now, as we all know, there are many different types of egg rolls. We're going to stay away from the type that contains that unrecognizable gray paste, which I know some people love, but I absolutely detest. And instead, we're going to focus on the type that is loaded with real vegetables that you can see. So egg roll wrappers are essentially a type of fresh pasta made mostly of wheat flour and eggs. They're the same as wonton skins, but larger. They can usually be found in the produce aisle by the bean sprouts and other Asian vegetables. Egg roll wrappers differ from spring roll wrappers, which are more like a crepe than a pasta. So if you're buying them, make sure you buy egg roll wrappers. And it's usually pretty easy because spring roll wrappers are generally found in the freezer section of the grocery store, where egg roll wrappers are generally found in the produce section of the grocery store. Now, there are many different brands that make egg roll wrappers. However, you're likely limited to what is available in your area. So don't worry too much about it. Just whatever you can get is probably fine. Now, egg roll wrappers can be sealed with either a bit of water or beaten egg brushed around the edges of the dough. We'll get into that a little bit more in a second. Vegetables. The vegetables in an egg roll are stir-fried, drained, and cooled before being rolled in the wrapper. The egg roll won't cook long enough to cook the vegetables from raw. The vegetables are drained because any excess liquid will cause the egg rolls to get soggy and possibly fall apart. The vegetables in an egg roll are pretty much the same vegetables used in lo mein and most other Chinese food dishes. The standard vegetables are cabbage, onion, carrot, bean sprouts, and sometimes peppers. As with lo mein, the seasoning can be basic or more complex. Often the vegetables are stir-fried, with just a bit of soy sauce. However, other ingredients can be added like hoisin sauce and Chinese five spice. Of course, garlic and ginger can be cooked into the mix as well. And sometimes a little bit of sambal or something spicy is really nice in there too. Of course, you can also cook meat into this mixture. All of these ingredients are stir-fried together and then put in a strainer over a bowl to drain a bit and cool. Making egg rolls. Actually, assembling egg rolls is pretty straightforward. Lay out an egg roll wrapper on a clean surface. Brush the edges with water or beaten egg. Put some filling in the center of the egg roll wrapper. Roll the egg roll. Flatten the ends. Fold them over on themselves and pinch together. Repeat the process until you've made all of your egg rolls. What I will say is make sure you don't put too much water or egg on the edges of the wrapper, because too much will actually cause the wrapper to be soggy and it won't seal properly. So just enough to dampen it. It should be kind of tacky and that'll hold the egg roll together. And then let it kind of set for a few minutes before you deep fry it. Cooking. Heat 1 to 2 liters of canola or vegetable oil to 350 degrees in a deep fryer wok or deep pot. Cook the egg rolls a few at a time for about 5 minutes, flipping them halfway through. Remove the egg rolls from the oil and drain on a wire rack. Now you can cook all of your egg rolls, let them cool completely, and then freeze them. When you want to eat them, again, just take them out of the freezer and bake them at 400 degrees from frozen for about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe longer, flipping them halfway through. It goes without saying that you need to serve those bad boys with some delicious plum sauce, which I was going to include a recipe, but I realized I've never actually made plum sauce, so I didn't want to give you a recipe that I've never tested. Conclusion. Again, I find myself writing way too much, so I'm going to end it here, and I'm going to finish this up next week when I'll talk about wontons, soup, and vegetable dishes in the third and final installment of my Everything I Know About Chinese Food series. Thank you for listening. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like and subscribe to this podcast. You can tell your friends about it. You can even rate it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you all have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you soon.